Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted as always to have our resident travel expert Ed Finn back with us and continuing our series now on planning for travel in the future and perhaps, you know, acknowledging the fact that so many of us may be a little bit reticent about traveling again. So looking at destinations where some of your worries will be put to rest, like destinations that might be safer or perhaps don't have so many people around. Isn't that right, Ed?
Yes.
And it's interesting, before we start this, I understand that you had a chat earlier on this week with Pat Dawson, who is the CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. And he said, and I don't think this is any great surprise, really, that increases in 2021 bookings have been quite minimal so far, because people are still afraid. And of course, you know, a lot of people don't have the vaccine yet, and it's going to take some time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious stuff at the moment, isn't it? When you think about it, I think everybody is very, as you use the word there, Carol, reticent, of course, hugely, because until this kind of permeates down through things, I think it will definitely, you know, won't result in any major travel back again. That being said, there are lots of flights. I know people out and back on flights, Carol, that are pretty busy, like to coming back from Rome last week. A friend of mine was on a flight, was chock-a-block. But there's lots of reasons for different things, I suppose. But again, yeah, what Pat was saying there and what the ITA were saying was basically, they're just stating what's happening there. They're not expecting that bookings will really kick off in any great numbers until people, as you said, have received a vaccine. So really, I heard during the week, Carol, Alan Kelly, the leader of the Labour Party, pleading with the government to please appoint a minister for vaccination. And like, what a great idea. You know, this is the most important thing we're facing in how long? I mean, this is so priority. I would echo that call and say, yes, a designated minister to really, you know, focus on this and like work day and night to get us all jabbed. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hope if they do that, they have better success than, say, with the Minister for Education.
I know.
You can put someone in the job, Ed, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to actually do a good job. So,
well,
you know,
I won't
be careful what you wish for.
Carol,
you know?
Housing Minister, right? I won't say anything. I mean, exactly. God, did you watch the programme during the week about RT Investigates?
I did.
God,
harrowing stuff.
Isn't it?
Tragic.
I mean, yeah,
desperate stuff.
Let's talk about something interesting. Now, a lot of people ask me, like, you know, Ed, where would you say, you know, that would be kind of, as you were saying there, away from crowds and kind of a bit different. And I picked a destination, Carol, that I've really been to a few times myself and loved it. Now, I went there not what you would normally think, I suppose, for the sun, sea and sand, which would have been why it would have been so popular over the years. It's Tenerife I'm talking about. And I actually went there on a stargazing holiday and a kind of hiking into nature holiday. And I must say it was absolutely magnificent. And I mean, it is a tropical island. It has something very special there because it has the north and the south and different kind of climates. But it's one that I just wanted to say to people today, like, very safe. They're down to level 2 in terms of COVID. So, you know, I mean, they've practically eliminated it, which is great. You need a PCR test to get there. Of course, you'll need a PCR test coming home now as well, which, you know, is just great. It's the way things are now. So at least that's been implemented. But just to give you an idea, I mean, you know, it's more, of course, everybody knows it's more near the African coast than it is, of course, especially Spain. It was a Spanish colony. It's a beautiful island. It's the largest of the Canary Islands. And things that I did there, Carl, just to give you an idea, there's beautiful cliffs there, which would kind of be redolent of our cliffs of Moher, if you like. They're called Los Gigantes, which of course would be, for anyone, the big ones, the giant cliff formations. They stretch up to a height of 2,624 feet. And they're just so incredible and inspiring. They've made this beautiful boardwalk all along across from the cliff. So you can actually do this amazing, beautiful west coast walk on the west coast of the island. And what you see there is kind of, you know, gold shimmering sand and kind of aquamarine water as you kind of look over to these beautiful cliffs. And it's just like something you'd see in one of these movies, you know, about sort of pirates in years gone by, you know, when they discovered islands in the middle of nowhere. So gorgeous stuff. Another thing that I did there, Carl, as well, the Masca hike, I suppose one of the most popular hikes on Tenerife. It begins at the village in sort of the northwest side of the island, and it goes all the way to the rocky beach there below. It's about 7 kilometers. Now you can do it yourself, or sometimes they do guided tours as well, but it's beautiful. And when you get to Masca, Carl, to the beach there, you can actually take a boat over to Los Gigantes, those cliffs that I was talking about. You'll be really rewarded with just amazing, sort of beautiful scenery along the way. Tenerife is famous, Carol, as well, of course, as Volcanic Island. So Teide National Park, again, a protected UNESCO heritage site. Absolutely beautiful. The mountain itself is 12,198 feet high, the highest mountain in Spain, actually. And it's one of the oldest national parks in the country. And again, there you have lunar landscapes and all different incredible. It's the most beautiful part of the island. And there's a cable car that takes you up to the top. And there you get like heaven kind of like views of Tenerife and the surrounding islands as well. And what's wonderful there, Carl, in the evening time, a company there called VolcanoTeide.com, they do these amazing stargazing tours. Now, they're from €21 up to €35, which is really affordable. And for that, you get, you know, like designated astronomers, like specialist certified astronomical guides. They show you the whole stargazing experience and they kind of unravel the mysteries of the universe. It's possible to observe 83 of the 88 officially recognized constellations there, Carol. And when we were there, you saw the Milky Way, and I'll never forget it. It was like OMG stuff, you know, absolutely.
So not only, Ed, does it kind of tick the box of being perhaps safer and not being surrounded by so many people, it also allows the opportunity or affords the opportunity to become reacquainted perhaps with the universe and to commune with the universe. I love that.
It does.
And I think we're all looking for something like that at the moment, actually, if anything.
Come here. That's one of the reasons I picked this, actually, Carla. The other thing that I did there, what you mentioned, you can do whale and dolphin watching, right? You can actually swim with the, we actually got into the water and we were swimming with the dolphins. The whales were a little bit further. There's over 28 species of whales and dolphins that visit the islands in the summertime there. And it really is an incredible experience. I did it before in South Africa as well, the southern right whales. Really lovely. And talk about getting back in touch with nature. And there's something really special about interacting with these animals, like dolphins, these mammals. They have some energy. I don't know, you're talking about it there. Amazing stuff, right? So I'll never forget it. And there's another fabulous thing, Carl, there I just want to mention quickly, the pyramids of Güímar. There's 6 freestanding pyramids. They were actually built in the 19th century outside this town of Güímar, and they're really impressive. They were built without any mortar whatsoever, and they've become a hugely popular tourist site. Again, very mysterious and historic, like ambiguous history to them, right? But they really stand out, and they're in the national park, and they've got reed chips and sort of ancient artifacts around them as well. So something really different that you'd never expect, you know. So for people that want to see another sort of side of Tenerife, those are things that I highly recommend. And just to say to people as well, there's a hotel I love there, Carl, which is actually based on a golf course. It's very spacious and away from it all. It's called the Green Garden Resort, and they're doing loads of really good deals. If you have to check out, they've loads of different rooms, from lovely executive rooms right up to like double duplex 2-bedroom suites, and the prices are fantastic for this year. It's 20 minutes walk down to the beach there, but I liked it because it's a bit away from it all. You're not on the strip. Wonderful breakfast as well, all outdoors, Carol, cabana type stuff. So highly recommend that. And lots of flights. I mean, the flights to Tenerife with Ryanair at the moment and with Aer Lingus coming up, I was looking there for like, you know, April, May, June, very good fares from like 35 up to 80 something. So again, not bad at all, you know, and again, 4 hours flight. So,
well, I have to say, Ed, your enthusiasm for this is almost tangible. Yeah. I can just feel it.
I know. I wish I was there. Now, really, I love it. And I haven't even talked about Las Cristianas. I remember as well, Carl, when I was there, I got my teeth all cleaned and polished. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had my teeth cleaned, right, as well as this. So if anybody wants that, you can email me and I'll send you the details. Not just connecting with the universe, but also coming home home with your pearly white sparkling on the plane.
Oh, excellent, Ed. I have to say, I really enjoyed it this week. Thank you so much for that. You'll put all that information, teeth as well,
absolutely,
up on the Travel Talk website. And as always, if anybody has any questions of a travel nature, please do get in touch. Ed is more than happy to answer them for you. Ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, have a wonderful week, whatever you're doing. Not an awful lot these days, but you are doing the research for us, and we do appreciate that.
I'll be stargazing from my balcony, Carol.
There you go.
Yes, so
there you go. All right, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Okay, Carol, all the best. Bye now.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.